What up, what up, what up, though? I know what this is. It's the Laptop Chronicles. And if it's your first time tuning in, you know, thank you for plugging in and listening to me talk about whatever it is I'm going to talk about. You know, if it's not your first time tuning in, thank you for coming back, you know, giving this a listen. First, man, I want to thank everybody for all their support, man. The emails, you know, the messages, the, you know, the Instagram likes and all that, man. It's really encouraging, you know what I'm saying? Try to come up with, you know, some new ideas, something to talk about. Past couple weeks, I've been trying to think about, trying to get some ideas out, and just wasn't flowing. But, you know, can't rush some things. So it's all good. But I did come up with a idea, and I kind of been sitting on this for a while, and it hit me yesterday while I was at this restaurant, right? So for those of you who don't know, I live in Baltimore, and one of the things that, you know, Baltimore is, you know, like every other major city, you know, is known for its food, and you know, everybody's a foodie, and one of that, you know, hashtags that people live by is food porn, right? So I go to this place up on Falls Road and 41st Street. It's called Chef Bobby D's, and it's a Jamaican, I call it a Jamaican soul food spot. The food in there is incredible, right? And I've said it a couple of times, you know, for a lot of people who don't know, I cut back on eating meat and eating chicken. I'm not necessarily a vegan or vegetarian. I literally woke up one day and was just tired of eating meat and chicken. And then, you know, on top of that, talking to my homeboy, you know, shout out to Corey, you know, Baltimore County Forever Podcast. You know, talking to him, I saw him one day, and he just looked different. He was like, "Yeah, man, I stopped eating meat." And I was like, "What?" So, you know, that kind of got me started down this road. But anyway, I go to this restaurant, and they have, I mean, the food is incredible. If you ever come to Baltimore, because Baltimore is known for crabs. I'm not from Maryland, so I never really got into the crab thing. I do the crab leg thing, which, anyway. So, I go to this place, and they got some fire chicken wings, right? And as I'm walking in the building to get my food, I'm like, "Yeah, buddy, food porn." And I was like, "Oh, wait a minute. I could talk about food porn," right? And then it got me to thinking that I know somebody who she used to talk about how food would turn her. Hey, please excuse the talking. I got a little background music going. But she would talk about how food would like turn her on, and I thought it was bullshit. Like, this was when I was first learning about like BDSM, FET, that kind of lifestyle stuff. So I'm thinking she's just talking whatever, and we're at this what they call a munch. It's like a group setting, and we were at this place in Detroit. It's got some good food called Traffic Jam and Slugs. So we in there chilling, and she's talking about how food turns her on and this and that, and then like she ordered something, and the food came out. And, like, she's eating it, and she's, like, legit, like, having a sexual moment over this food. And I'm like, "Damn, this shit is real." Like, you know, some people really do get off on different things. And then so my journey into, like, learning about kinks and fetishes and stuff, it kind of, I've always had this kind of question. Like, what is a kink and what is a fetish? And another reason that it kind of hit me yesterday, because I don't know if anybody's watched the new Deion Cole stand-up on Netflix, but my man is hilarious. And there's a part in there. I want to say maybe at like the 15-16 minute mark, where he gets real. You know, he's talking about relationships and talking about being open and honest, you know, about the things that you like and you don't like in relationships. And one of the things that he said that kind of resonated with me, you know, as it applies to the Laptop Chronicles, is he was like, you know, people being sneaky about watching porn. He was like, ladies, your man leave the house, and then you breaking open, you know, the laptop. He's like, fellas, your lady leave the house, and you breaking open the laptop. And he was like, if I had a woman, I kicked the door open like, all right, hey, what we watching, you know? And that's real shit, you know. I ain't gonna lie, I've been there, because I think a lot of the times we are embarrassed about being that open with our own personal sexuality, not sexuality in terms of like gender definition, but sexuality in terms of what we like, what we don't like, what turns us on, what doesn't turn us on. And I think society, unfortunately, doesn't let people evolve. It doesn't let people change. And, you know, some folks are like, I met you when you were this way, and you're always going to be this way to me. Instead of letting your partner or partners evolve, and it may be an evolution away from you, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it I think it sucks for a lot of people that they're not allowed to, you know, grow, because you're going to change regardless, you know. And a lot of our change and a lot of our like sexual change and sexual evolution gets hidden in our laptops. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think some of the best, like, I don't know, man, off the top of my head, I don't think I've met anybody who's been in a relationship and come out and be like, yeah, you know, me and my husband were watching porn last night, or me and my wife were watching porn last night, and blah, 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 blah. A lot of times, man, that shit is done in secret, you know? Like, pretty much how this particular, like, my podcast started was that Kevin Hart joke. Like, you know, his lady, you know, left the house, and where the laptop at? Where the laptop at? And it was funny, but then you think about it, like, yo, that shit is real. And I think a lot of it comes down to the things you like, and we don't want to feel judged, even by people who we are close to in our relationships, people who we might have been with for months and years, and people who know us real, real intimately. We don't want to, I guess, sully their, like how they look at us and all of that. But the reality is, man, like, I think those are some of the best relationships, is if you can accept your partner's change, even if it's a change without you, you know. Like, I was listening to another podcast called What the Fockery, and the episode that I was listening to was about polyamory, and this particular lady was married, and she felt like she was like kind of outgrowing her relationship. So she talked to her husband, and she was like, I want to evolve in this way. And evolving in this way for them was for her to, you know, be in a relationship with another person. And she had been in, you know, a few relationships, and it had taken her and her husband some years, but the particular time that I heard it, whenever it was being recorded, was she sounded like they had found that perfect groove between her husband and her lover, and it was just like the perfect relationship. And you know, she was talking about how people, she had lost a lot of friends because people weren't understanding of what lifestyle she was living. And, you know, like, I've seen that. You know, I know people, like, I've had conversations with people, and they're like, yeah, you know, I'm this way, and I like to do this, but my husband doesn't like it, or my wife doesn't like it, or my girlfriend doesn't like it. And unfortunately, that pushes people to seek what they're looking for outside the boundaries of their relationship, you know. But I think if you can find that groove, man, I think it's a beautiful thing to be able to be open and honest with somebody, especially when it comes to things that you like, or even things that they like, or trying to find some kind of common ground. You know what I'm saying? And of course, I don't know, I find it kind of, I'm not going to say weird, because to me, nothing is weird. I just find it like, I don't know, I can't think of what I'm trying to say. But, you know, I think people don't allow folks to be who they are. Like, I've tried watching porn with somebody before, and it was kind of cliche, because I'm watching porn like how I like to watch it. Hey, give me like a good 4-minute clip. I'm gonna skip through a couple parts, and it's gonna get me to where I'm at. And this person I was watching porn with, she kept criticizing everything in the scene, and I was just like, man, fuck this. I'm about to just turn this shit off. Like, you're ruining it for me. And we just ended up not watching it. I was like, nah, I'm good. You know. But I think if you can have that conversation with somebody, you know, and not just a conversation, it does take some time to, you know, build up that sexual trust with people, you know, especially when it comes to your sexual gratification. You know, I think it'd make for a beautiful, beautiful relationship. You know what I'm saying? And then so, I mean, like I said, you know, I was doing a little bit of research on what I wanted to talk about. And of course, it all started with food porn and food. Which I know what I wanted to say. If you're in Baltimore, go to Chef Bobby D's and get the chicken wings. Listen, I know I said I don't eat meat, but chicken wings are fucking delicious. All right, so I digress. So basically, what the fundamental question that I have is, questions are, what is a kink and what is a fetish? So according to Webster's Dictionary, kink is a noun, and it says an unconventional sexual taste or behavior, right? And then for fetish, it says an object or bodily part whose real or fantasized presence is psychologically necessary for sexual gratification, and that is an object of fixation to the extent that it may interfere with complete sexual expression. And then I have two other definitions. One of them is, both of them are from Urban Dictionary, and the one for kink says sexual pleasure, and the one for fetish says a sexual desire for something. So it almost seems like the Webster's Dictionary definition kind of paints it in like a sort of negative light, in saying that it's like you're, you know, so engulfed with something that it may interfere with a person's sexual expression. And I disagree with that. You know, I agree with the Urban Dictionary definition, you know, sexual desire for something, you know. Like, for example, so I reference FetLife a lot. And to put it in a crude way, FetLife is basically like Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And so I pulled up the what they have for a list of fetishes on there, right? So without clicking on any of them, this is just a basic like list, and I'm just gonna read them out. 24/7, abduction play, anal chastity, artistic cutting, asphyxiophilia play, ball gags, ball busting, breast spanking, breastfeeding, burlesque, business suits, butt plugs, caging, confinement, caning, CBT, cock and ball torture, crying, emotional masochism, fingering, food play, hentai, high heels, maid uniforms, male submission, masochism, mutual masturbation, orgasm denial, outdoor sex, paddling, photography, prostate massage, prostate milking, queening, sadomasochism, sensual domination, sex with strangers, threesomes, toys, verbal humiliation and degradation, water bondage, wax, and wolf play. Now, that's just a very rudimentary list that they have up. And here's the one thing that I've learned is that, you know, when you have a kink or a fetish, like you know, I think this is what gets a lot of people is they kind of feel like, you know, I'm the only person that is into this and, you know, my partner isn't into it. Therefore, you know, they kind of withdraw within themselves and it, you know, puts a damper on their relationship. But I'm just going to click on one of the fetishes on this list that I like, butt plugs, right? So I'm going to say this, butt plugs are awesome, especially princess plugs, like the, it's like anal jewelry, and they like little heart shape with a little jewel on it. Oh man, those things are fucking awesome. So I click on butt plugs, and it says there's 184,766 people getting their kink on. Kinksters either into or curious about this fetish, right? And then it says there are 447 potentially related groups about butt plugs. So, you know, like I've said before, you may feel like you're the only person into something, but there's evidence right here, I'm looking at it, that there's almost 185,000 people who have actively said, yes, I am into this, you know, so you don't have to feel like you're on an island, you know, and then especially, you know, when it comes to porn, you know, I think that definitely puts a damper on a lot of things, like, but I do say, you know, I have noticed a lot more people saying, yep, I like porn for this reason, I like porn for that reason. Matter of fact, I tell the story of a good friend of mine, an old coworker, where we used to work, we had breaks, you know, periodically throughout the day, because our job wasn't a consistent, like, you know, go, you know, you work for like 30 minutes, you might have a break for like 30 minutes. And she would always like disappear. And one day she was like coming out the door, like where the bathroom is, and we worked outside, and she was walking all slow and relaxed. And I'm like, I jokingly said, hey, like, you look real chill. Like, did you just rub one out? And she was like, yup. And I'm like, oh shit, for real? She's like, yeah. She's like, I love porn. She's like, where do you think I go when y'all don't see me, you know, when we on our breaks? She's like, I'm always sneaking off to rub one out. And I'm like, damn, you know. And then me and her got cool. She actually, you know, kind of kicked in some ideas when I was trying to formulate some ideas for this podcast. I told her, I said, yo, I'm going to talk about porn. She was like, bet. And she was sending me porn links and stuff. Like, check this out. Talk about this and talk about that. Real good homie. And it's like that kind of got the ball rolling and kind of opened my eyes to, you know, people now are becoming a lot more comfortable with who they are. They, you know, it's still not there. You know, a lot of people still not going to come out the proverbial closet like, hey, you know, I like XYZ, you know, because there's still a lot of stigma to it. And then, you know, some of it's cultural, societal, familial. And, you know, that's the thing about it. You know, it kind of holds some people back. But some people just kick the door open like, fuck it, I'm here. Take it or leave it. Like, yes, I watch porn. like, it was, I never forget it, at this other place I worked. I gave the guys Christmas presents, and one of the guys, he had just moved to Baltimore from another city, and I knew he was single, and I jokingly, you know, I gave him gag gifts, and I jokingly, you know, gave him a little jar of Vaseline, and he busted out laughing. I said, yeah, dude, I know you single, like, you away from home. I was like, you got some lonely nights. And he was cracking up. And then I looked at him. I said, yo, I guarantee you that jar going to be empty in about a month. And he just kept laughing, but he didn't say no. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what it is, man. Like, that's the reason I talk about this shit, you know? And so I guess in the grand scheme of things, you know, I want people to be able to be comfortable with their partners about what it is they like and what it is they need to, you know, be satisfied in that relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because it really sucks when you have to, like, stymie yourself because you don't want to be judged by those around you. And that's one reason why I like FetLife, man, because it's like everybody in that community is so supportive, or the people that I've met, that I've been lucky enough to meet, have been so supportive of each other. It's been a while, because I've been, you know, going, I've been doing a lot, just real life shit. Sorry about that, phone was ringing. Like, they don't know I'm recording. Anyway. So yeah, I haven't had a chance to, you know, go out and meet people in different environments, because the one thing that I like to do when I go to these events is learn for myself, you know, because it only enhances, like, your own personal growth to know that A, you're not alone in whatever it is that you like, and B, if you do happen to have a partner who wants to learn with you and who is willing to learn, like, you don't want to be the blind leading the blind. Like, you want to have some kind of direction in where you want to take your relationship, where you want to take your sexual relationship. You know, that's one reason I really like reading about this stuff, learning about it. Even if it's for your own personal knowledge, because you have to be able to satisfy yourself first. And I don't just mean jerking off every day, although that is an awesome thing if you got time for it. But, you know, when you're able to, you know, take direction or give direction in that sexual sphere, man, that is fucking awesome. Like, literally, you know. And I guess, I ain't gonna talk too long, man. You know, I haven't jumped on the microphone in a while. But you know, I will talk about, a fetish that I was having a conversation this morning with somebody, and I was telling her about my fetish for hair. Like, man, I think. Oh, and also, you know, I'm gonna go to this. So I remember a couple weeks ago. Where is it at? I put it up on the Instagram, right? And it was just a list of, let's see, seven kinks and fetishes and turn-ons that I particularly like, right? And one of them was, man, I can't even say this word, odaxolangia, right? And that's arousal from biting. Baxoexia, sexual arousal from kissing. Amicophilia, sexual pleasure from being scratched. Asphyxiophilia, sexual arousal from lack of oxygen. Let me see. Some of these I'm just skipping because these are like real scientific words I can't even fucking say. But when you hear them, like, they're real scientific. So you're like, ew, that just sounds gross. That sounds like something grown in a petri dish, right? But I think when you think about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is stuff that we do in the realm of having sex with our partners, or even by ourselves, you know? Ooh, man, this is going to be a real dark moment. But remember David Carradine? I remember reading about him passing away, and he choked himself to death with a belt, like he was hanging from a closet, and I was like, damn, like, that's wild. I think I might have been in my 20s when that happened, but I remember hearing about that, and I was like, yo, that's heavy, you know. And of course, I think it was a couple news articles, you know, they was cracking jokes on it. But, you know, the thing about it is, yeah, it's not so much, like, you can do these things yourself, you know. But when you read about them in this fashion, or you're listening to, you know, somebody talk about them, you're like, yo, that shit sound weird, you know. And so I was having a conversation this morning and talking about my fetish for hair. I looked up the word for it, and it's called hair partialism and trichophilia, right? And it's like, yo, that sounds like something you need medicine for. And in all reality, like, you could like something and not even realize it, you know. Like, I think you know, some women's hair is fucking beautiful, you know, especially like dreadlocks and what else, like women who can pull their hair back and got waves. I'm bald headed, so I never could get the waves thing down, but I think women who have waves, you know, it's just such a turn on, you know. Especially because I like pulling hair, you know. I don't know what the definition for that is, but God damn it, I like it. You know, being able to just run your fingers through somebody's hair and just, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's very calming to me. I don't even know, like I say, I've never had hair, afro, none of that. So I don't even know how it feels. All I know is I like doing it, you know. And I think that's the cool thing, is when you like doing something and your partner likes you doing it, and they like you, that you like to do it, you know, it's great, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, man, I think I've talked long enough about this. So, I'm going to say this, man, you know, I mentioned it last night on the Baltimore County Forever podcast. You know, check that out, new episode coming out on Saturday. But I mentioned mental health, man. You know, a friend of mine just lost a friend to suicide, you know. So please, man, check on your friends, talk to them. You know, everybody that's smiling ain't always happy. You know what I'm saying? Try to, you know, look out. You know, look out for your people, for your family, for your friends. You know, You know, because this, you know, it ain't easy out here, man. You know, give smile when you can. You know, try to keep people in, you know, good spirits or everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the podcast, man, that's coming into the Laptop Chronicles realm, man. I appreciate every one of y'all, man. Y'all got some funny shit, and I'm listening to it, man. Shout out to MTR. You know, man, I hope we can link up one day, man, because y'all dudes be having me over there fucking rolling. You know, and once again, you know what I'm saying, RBS Podcast, shout out to Stacey, you know. She keeping it real over there. Let me see, what's this, October? Always shout out to my super dope producer, Brandy. We got some ideas coming through. Got some Christmas giveaways coming up. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, trying to get... I don't know, man. Y'all didn't want the t-shirts, man. Like, kind of want to get y'all the middle finger, man. I'm giving away t-shirts. And y'all, I got the t-shirts, and then y'all went silent on me. Like, anyway, I still love y'all, man. So, anyway, I'm about to get up out of here, you know. Thank you for tuning in, man. Come back. Shoot me some ideas. Anything you want to talk about. You know, excuse me, anything you want to talk about, you want me to talk about, shit, y'all just want me to get on here and ramble, kind of like I'm doing right now, anyway, but yeah, I'm gonna get up out of here, I'm gonna let, Bring the Ruckus take me out, you know, Wu-Tang Forever, and, yeah, stay true, peace.